And I'd blow it into it. And so I don't know what that sounded like going through the like echoing through the like shaft walls or something. But after about a week it stopped and they haven't done it since. And then they go out to their car to do it. I don't know what the fuck the reaction was. I don't know if they got spooked. I don't know if they said our neighbor's just playing an annoying thing when we're smoking. Whatever it is, problem solved. So I'm sure it sounded fucking awful through the system. It sounds fucking horrifying if you hear it, like, up close. But, like, echoing throughout the vents, I'm sure it might have sounded like an actual nightmare was coming out of the walls. But again, I can't be sure. I have really gotten fucking lost immediately. I should just talk to Sheriff Toadster. He said to find the way through.
Which
could have just been go back to that, that station. But I fucked up and started exploring. So it couldn't be up there. There's no button. Let me get my, No, it wasn't the Dune Knight people. Dune Knight people moved out a few years ago. These ones lived, kind of like in a diagonal way from me, which made it kind of interesting, too. So this might sound fucking horrible going through the microphone, I just realized. I'm gonna need to take some distance from this. I'm gonna do a little one first, so you kind of get the... But anyways, what happened with that was, I was talking to Hikita about it, and then, like, a while...
Hikita,
he was like, oh, an Aztec death whistle, like, that's a really kind of interesting sound. Like, can we get some... like, samples for that, we'll put an Ultra Kill, because he had an idea for one of the Violence Slayer. And so now I am the Aztec death whistle player for 7-3. So I practiced enough to get decent at it. But I'm gonna. This is just like a normal blow. Yeah, I'm just going way, way fucking back, by the way, because this is gonna be. So that's like the loud, like kind of just blowing air through it.
Хотя, конечно, не знаю, как в моем стриме, возможно, звук липится.
But if you shake your hands, like if you kind of cup it, you can control like the sort of like the intensity and the amount of people screaming. So I'm gonna do one of those.
Ну как вам?
And for reference, I have backed up maybe 10 feet away from my microphone. It is a fucking terrifying instrument. And you don't have to put that much air into it. I just joined, the first thing I hear is the death whistle. I'm fucking sorry.
Whoa. Давай видео, которое кидал после, а то... Не закрыть это придется.
We're in depth, but there are some threads to pull at, including the first call from the engineer.
Precious eagle cactus fruit.
Aztecs had a colorful view of agriculture. Human hearts were often referred to, or depicted as, being fruit. For example, take Mictlantecuhtli, the most prominent god of the dead in the underworld because, of course, the Aztecs had a few of those. He's frequently depicted carrying fruit representing a human heart. Or, check out Xipe Totec, the god of agriculture. He has flayed skin because corn seeds shed a layer off as they mature, and corn itself is also a husked plant. So in short, the engineer's first line in the game is an obscure reference to Aztec human sacrifice. So what would most people make of this?
Precious Eagle Cactus Fruit. Help us.
What?! I'm not making fun of them, that was my reaction back then too. And sure, the Aztec themes and imagery... ...go stronger through the game. It may be graphically rough, but they still do interesting things with the visuals at points. If you did catch it, or looked it up later, it means the engineer's first line is about sacrifice, which is a major theme of the game. Is it going too hard too fast, using his... So a reference instead of a concept? Maybe. But to be fair, you're not going to see this kind of thing in a lot of horror games now. Mandus doesn't believe the Aztecs were savages because they believed that sacrifice was the only way to save themselves from destruction. And now he wonders if maybe they just didn't kill enough. Mandus believes doom is coming, and only he can save it with the help of his new friend and their wonderful machine. So how is it built, and what exactly does it do? It's finally time to address the man-pigs. Mandus already had employees, but for this kind of scale-up, he needed more. Well, through connections made through the power of the orb, or family, he learned about the Brennenberg compound. An elixir that can cheat death, as we've seen before, so likely vitae. He even managed to acquire a corpse of one of Brennenberg's monsters, saying that he could smell the orb on it. And he also smells the work of his great-uncle on it, meaning he's either related to Daniel or Alexander. But since they're both from London, it's probably Daniel, along with other context clues.
What? You think I-
Daniel, Bob Heroi, Museum.
Speak Prussian? Do I look like an inbred hog, sir?
Prussians also make his list of things that are pigs. Along with the rich, and the poor, capitalism itself, everyone.
This government. They're like pigs of us all!
Major societal institutions, God.
The old God is nothing more than a lame hog.
Say it's a pig, and you're correct.
We are the pig, Professor. We are all the pig.
He may be a crazy man, but this is to a point where it gets grating. There are moments where the pig comparisons work wonderfully, and a lot more that just feel shoehorned in. I guess I can't say the game doesn't reflect his obsession with that. Anyway, by mixing Vitae with other materials, he's created Compound X. Compound X is light-sensitive and affects electricity, and has a strange connection to the other dimension. Most importantly, it's what lets Mandus fuse people and pigs. Though early failures were caught between two dimensions or shifted back and forth. The man-pigs are a slave race that will expand, maintain, and work the machine. The machine is being built like an organism with different sections supporting or powering the others. Like a sewage line is turning wheels and sending gases and heat into different parts of the factory. If it's operating, it's practically powering itself, with the man-pigs acting like the little blood cells inside of it. The process for creating man-pigs is cruel and surgical. One character says that they sneeze their teeth out, which scatters into the dark like mice. Again, the game's best horror is mainly in its writing, which can be flowery, but it does feel appropriate. The man-pigs will be part of the grand design to usher in the new world, but they're incredibly wretched creatures that are ultimately Mandus' victims. He wants to bring down an unfair and cruel society while inflicting the same thing onto his own people. They're dumb and childlike and barely operate above their basic instincts, which is exactly what he needs to run the machine properly. They still manage to kick each other down too, which certainly has a lot going on there thematically. As for the machine, it is industrialized human sacrifice. The meat is turned to food. Vitae is extracted and can make more pigmen. Every part of the human body is used. The first man-pigs are the poor, or asylum inmates, or other people that Mandus thought were dregs of society who would better serve the greater good. Institutions that he thought metaphorically made people into pigs, he has made literal. He hates the church because he believes it gives a false promise to the poor that they'll have a better life after death, if they're good and compliant. The charitable church that he essentially takes over is visually surrounded by the factory. He changed the iconography to revere man-pigs in the machine, and the depths of it lead directly into that conversion process. All for the ultimate goal of sacrifice.
I am the jaguar-faced man. I am the feathered serpent. This priesthood is mine.
The doom he foresaw wasn't some kind of Lovecraftian nightmare. It was just the future, and particularly World War I, where both of his sons would die in the Somme. So he killed his sons in the steps of that temple to stop it from happening in a panic, and then came back to see if he could stop the entire thing from happening at all. This is where things can get tricky. Most of his rants are directed against high society, the government, and institutions that would get involved in the war and ultimately cause his children to die in it. If that's the case, why does everyone need to be fed to the machine? The game could have fallen into a trap here, but the game avoids it. because it does have the symptoms of what I'm going to call for reference, Batman film villain syndrome. Bane wants to expose corruption, and starts a kangaroo court to punish the perpetrators, but actually he really wants to blow up the city. The Riddler wants to kill the elite corrupt, especially because they helped make his childhood extremely shitty. But actually, he wants to flood the city. Mandus wants to literally eat the rich and punish the nobility for what happens in the future, but actually he wants to sacrifice the whole city. If they kept it to where Mandus was only attacking rich people, there would be endless Mandus did nothing wrong arguments, which would at least keep the game more relevant, I guess. But instead it's him lashing out at everyone and everything in the world with strong writing to support it. Mandus believes he's a revolutionary, but his goals are incredibly self-serving, he's still exploitive while doing it, and you see these types all the time. Because he wants everyone in the machine, he has observations on all of them, and the revolution part just becomes kind of a joke to him. He talks about how it's harder to trick the poor into the machine over the rich because they're so used to abuse and trickery. But he's still catching the rich and feeding them to each other, and the caged beds are part of that contraption. Like I said before, the factory just operating powers different parts. The beds operate off a pressure system from that that dumps the rich people into the machine directly. He loves this. The movement of the masses is a casual factor in the extermination of the rich. This is physically what's happening. Maybe he thought a modest proposal was an instruction manual, but it is funny how crazy this all is. It seems like a machine that'll keep slaughtering and expanding endlessly, but it does have an endgame. See, the machine is alive and it's Mandus's evil side or something like that. The evil parts of himself went into the orb when he touched it, and it then instructed him on how to change the world. The engineer is the machine, and maybe it had done this before to the Aztecs. Tezcatlipoca was a god of chaos, but also divination, so in this setting, maybe they could physically see their doom. But were they being exploited by a different power? Luckily, before Mandus was fully exploited, he grabbed his dick, looked in the mirror, and called himself a hypocrite. That's what happens directly. He came to his senses, began sabotaging.
Если не понял, что в моменте, когда он стоял перед зеркалом следом, сознание было. Хотя да, что-то там такое было. Но там казалось, что это не было сдвигом, а таким. Так, с насмешкой наблюдал свою двойную личность, но ничего не поменялось.
Touching the machine, and then collapsed in his bed, kicking off the game. So after he's fixed the machine, that's what happens directly.
I stand and look at myself in the mirror, penis in hand, and my reflection grins at me and his mouth is full of the sulfurous mustard. And then, finally, I wash my hands and take to bed, вот, как будто звучит, как да, да похуй.
He came to his senses, began sabotaging the machine, and then collapsed in his bed, kicking off the game. So after he's fixed the machine, the final stretch is breaking it again, as the machine unleashes man-pigs on London.
Mandus, I know you're out here. I own this city. I am this city.
No! This is not what I meant! This is not what I meant at all!
If you call for a gruesome, violent revolution where you live, but can't make eye contact with a delivery driver, I want you to remember the scene. The attack on London does feel apocalyptic and is a high point of the game, but it's still very linear and set-PC. It's still hard to be in danger unless you're really trying for it. They try to add more gameplay after this by having you sabotage the machine and avoid a large monster, but there's still not much to it. Story-wise, the machine, which is the stone egg, reveals it wants to destroy another egg. It wants to reach the core of the planet and split the atom there and destroy the world in fire. It's better for mankind to just die off rather than suffer. This is the same warped logic that had Mandus kill his sons taken to the extreme. So you descend down to save the world, kill off that part of yourself, and fix your mistakes. Seems like a solid.
Okay, типа, да, это его часть, как преобразованная, видевшая будущее. В отцовском хане в Мексике. Как преображенная, не просто за ее личностью. Ну так что за тело-то лежало?
Story. It is, but for how good the writing is, how it's told can be weirdly sloppy. The machine's big reveal to you in the end is that Mandus killed his children. The situation with the kids is the easiest plot thread to follow, and if you're remotely paying attention, you'll know fairly early on that Mandus killed them. So it lording this over you and taunting you for it feels very flat since you've likely known this for a while. Also, since Compound X bounces you between worlds, Mandus might teleport around during the end, and it starts getting unclear what's in his mind or real, except for the very end, which is most likely internal. There are so many strange little things brought up, or...
Okay. Типа то, что в конце было, не было реально.
There are so many strange little things during the end, and it starts getting unclear what's in his mind or real, except for the very end, which is most likely internal. There are so many strange little things brought up, or areas that feel like they're missing. Like, some of the streets are attached to the Whitechapel murders, and Mandus mentions that Jack the Ripper might be a man-pig. It could also be that his soul was truly split when his wife died in childbirth, so technically two sets of twins are being born. And then that's how the orb latched onto him. It's very unclear. It's interesting to put together, or maybe hear the story, but it can also be all over the place, and it doesn't have a really fun or engaging game under it. Which is a shame because there's a ton I do like about the story. The fact that all the horrors Mandus saw were the creations of people. How he did vile things to try and stop it, and maybe he could have, if he didn't take it so far. He saw institutions that he thought chewed people up and spat them out, and he made it actually happen. While it does take place in Victorian London and clearly has thoughts on exploitation, I don't see the machine as being a one-to-one political metaphor. Saying I'll make a system that'll fix everything and it creates new problems or makes things worse is a tale as old as time. Very different systems can step on people in similar ways. Mandus's goal of all roads will feed you to the machine was based on what he saw already. It gives me a lot to think about and consider, except ever wanting to play the game again. But I do sometimes think about the last moment playing the game. You're shutting down the machine, which looks like an Aztec temple in the fog, and the engineer explains the horrors to come in the new century, and it's just one of the best monologues in games.
I have stood knee-deep in mud and bone and filled my lungs with mustard gas. I have seen two brothers fall. I have lain with holy wars and copulated with the autumnal fallout. I have dug trenches for the refugees. I have murdered dissidents where the ground never thaws and starved the masses into flame. A child's shadow burnt into the brickwork. A house of skulls in the jungle. The innocent Mandus trod and bled and gassed and starved and beaten and murdered and enslaved. This is your coming century. They will eat the Mandus. They will make pigs of you all. And they will bury their scalps into your ribs. And they will eat your hearts.
There are some holes to poke there when it comes to defending the innocent, but... fuck it, not topping that, we're done. We all make sacrifices, and sometimes it feels like we do rip our own hearts out sometimes. The ironic part is a game about sacrifice, sacrificed so much of the game, that I have no reason to come back and play it over The Dark Descent, even if the story is more interesting and layered. It could have been one of the universally great horror games, and instead it's a divisive one for very good reason. But even though I didn't like it much, you can still go play it, and not all games have that luxury. If you'd like to learn more about that, especially if you owned The Crew, which Ubisoft shut down recently, and don't live in America, then visit StopKillingGames.com, which is a long sh-
Okay, no. Никак это к этому видео не относится.
But at least it's something. Because I'd rather try to wiggle a little bit if I am going to fall into a processor. That's it for now. Next time there'll be less pyramids, I hope. Strogification or being turned into a servitor. That's actually a hard one.
Servitor, aye, smash.
Because they seem about equally nightmarish. I think strogification might be more of an upfront nightmare, but the servitor's long life could definitely be worse. I scrapped a machine for pigs video before, so did anything change? Honestly, not a lot shifted from then. I just didn't want to bother editing the game because it looked terrible in the editor. Beyond the fact I just don't like playing it, and I really fear how this video will actually look on YouTube after compression. I prefer the videos to not look so awful if I can help it. Warhammer 3 plans. Not yet. Maybe when it gets farther along, but there are other reasons for that too now, which will be way, way funnier when they make sense, you'll see. Why am I so bald? Why am I so pig-like? Any interest in the Terminator RTS game that came out? Well, I'm very interested now because I did not know that existed. There's just... so many games coming out now, it's crazy. Not as bad as last year, but man. I don't like this painting.
Типа, вот, часть это критики того, что злодеи, которые, типа, чтобы исправить общество, хотят его уничтожить, это как-то уже немножко тупо и часто в фикшене встречалось. Я об этом думал, но он как-то это оправдывает, я не понял, как он оправдал это в этом случае. То, что такое я видел, и об этом я тоже думал во время прохождения. Только сейчас заметил на код нарисов. Ага. Это рассчитано было. Так. Завершение. Я думаю, я потом еще раз это покажу. Тут давай-ка сейчас так. Немного музычки в завершение. А, нет, стоп, ты что, твои видео показывать сначала ещё? То, что ты кидал. А ты как уже разбирал, что он говорил, или английского не хватало? Что в конце произошло, я так и не понял, просто себя убил, так как машина была его частью, то этим остановил. Угу. И второе. Нашел, я когда искал видео, я другие видел. А это вообще что-то другое. Это еще инструмент. Водой, например. Ну просто в Death Whistle дуют. Это не так выглядит. Круто. Звуки спаривающихся волка. Окей. А это было по какому запросу? Как видео называлось? А, так. Как видео называлось? Сейчас. Давай, блядь. Инка Whistle Jar. Окей. Инка. Тоже где-то там. Так. Чье завершение? Так, оно. Нет, не оно. Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok. Забыл, как называется, да, Сафон. Thank you. Это так, что громкости слушать неплохо так пробирает. Что она перекатывается. Наверное, это какая-то конкретная фольклорная нёх. А ты мне сказать немного слышал, не так интересно. Ну, прикольно, какие-то видео на YouTube давно-давно смотрел. Ну и вообще, я саксофон, особенно такой экспериментальный, хотя я очень нойзовую экспериментальную музыку я люблю, но саксофон-то такое за пределами моего вкуса. Был слишком. Но вот эта группа мне понравилась. Ну или возможно у меня вкус разлился в таких совсем недоступных нормальным людям музыкальных предпочтений. Группа называется, ну скажу, вот ты не найдешь. The End. The End. Потому что найдешь. Вот. Это все. Чмавки. Наверное, не знаю, может четверг уже еще Гриффи продолжит, так что будьте наготове. Чувки.
enough of these.